This is GQDN for Thursday, September 5th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest, by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Delicious, delicious stuff. If you put in the promo code QUEST, you get 25% off your purchase. It's really delicious stuff, guys. By patreon.com/groupquest. Lots of good stuff up there, too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have news about Bellatro. We got some hardware coming. And we got some news about Helldivers 2 again. But today, we will begin with Sony, because Sony is taking the top of the news, starting with their 30th anniversary details, brought to us by DotEsports.com. And there's going to be some stuff, such as the Shapes of Play battle, where you can challenge a friend to line up some four different shapes in the same color on the board, and the Shapes of Play Recharge, where you have experience a new way to recharge between games, even after a big-time boss battle. Not just that, if you want Gran Turismo, well, you can get a free trial for Gran Turismo 7, which will be coming this fall. And on September 21st and 22nd, Sony will have some online multiplayer weekends, like FC 24, NBA 2K25, and Modern Warfare 3. And keep in mind, part of this will be tomorrow's release of Astrobot. So, you can enjoy that if you want to. But, sticking with PlayStation, GamesRadar.com did say that Take-Two shut down some of the PlayStation 4 games that were basically copies of the GTA Vice City. So, there were games that were called Hella City. Demolition Man was taken too because Take-Two did see the game, and they had to take out the knockoff from the internet, because Hell City Demolition Man was a part, or was remaking one of the Vice City missions, where you needed to pilot a helicopter to destroy a building. So if you go to the PlayStation 4 page, store page, you'll get the message, quote, "This probably isn't what you're looking for," end quote. But the PlayStation Store still offers the Hell City Demolition Man transparent avatar bundle, which will have a collection of avatars and the game itself. Now, according to GamesRadar as well, Astrobot has dethroned Final Fantasy VII Rebirth as the highest rated games this year on PlayStation 5. And mainly that's because there's a lot of reviews for Astrobot that went live earlier today, and that's been full praise for the game, because there were a lot of 9 and 10 and 10 and 10 scores on both Metacritic and OpenCritic. So that is taken in perspective of Final Fantasy Rebirth, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, because that game got high praises as well. So like I said, Astrobot comes out tomorrow. We shall see what you think about the game. But a part of some of the developments, according to PlayStation Universe, Team Asobi wants to replicate some of the PlayStation first-party games from 20 years ago. Now, that's the Astrobot developer. And they had an interview this week where one of the team members was talking about remaking some games from 20 to 25 years ago. So, the studio head, Nicholas Dossett, was talking to VGC, and Nicholas was talking about some of the studios that went from the cartoon-style games into a more realistic side, because the console's audience did grow. So here is what he said, quote, "If you consider the history of PlayStation and how every studio has positioned themselves, it's interesting that, and this is how I show management, as the audience of PlayStation grew, a lot of these studios went from making cartoon games to a little bit more mature, hyper-realistic games. That's when we at Team Asobi, as a studio, decided that we really wanted to fill that gap. That used to be the gap filled by other studios 20 to 25 years ago. That really where we want to be, all ages, colorful, etc. Even if we made a horror game, it would be a funny horror game, we shall see." But one of the other PlayStation games, Helldivers 2, via PC Games N, said the developers are well aware of the bad Steam reviews, and they're going to be working on it. So, this past week, there's some review bombing campaign that has been restarted, and Arrowhead, the developers of Helldivers 2, has delayed the next patch. But PC Games and also said that there was a tease of a new Illuminant faction. So, here's what Arrowhead did say about some of these significant changes. Quote, "It's been a couple of weeks since we committed our 60-day plan, and our team has been hard at work refining the gameplay experience, adding your concerns by doing in-depth reviews and adjustments in various systems, from weapon balancing and enemy behavior to all the game mechanics. We are fully committed to ensuring Helldivers 2 meets with high standards we all expect. We see the Steam reviews, and we hear you loud and clear. The next update for Helldivers 2 is now scheduled for Tuesday, September 17th. So we shall see what happens with the new update. Now we go to World of Warcraft. Because while we are dealing with the 20th anniversary of WoW, the devs via WoWhead.com did say that the classic dungeons are now added to the time walking rotation. So, what's going to be the dungeons? Where you'll be looking at the Dead Mines, Zolfarak, Dire Maul, and Stratholm. So if you've got some stuff to take care of while in the 20th anniversary event, get to it. Now if you're playing on a PC of any video games, including the aforementioned World of Warcraft, you might want to know that PC Games N did say that Intel is not making a new Arrow Lake gaming CPU anymore. So since Intel is not going to do it, according to PC Games N, this will be done by third parties, such as TSMC and Samsung, and Intel will be only packaging the chip. This is because their financial reports have gone downhill, and they're trying to find ways that will turn things around. And that includes the financial results this last quarter. And the new Arrow Lake CPU will be released by the end of this year. So, something to look forward to. But what if you need headphones? Engadget did say that the Sony's MBRM1 studio headphones could have an upgrade. So this is mainly if you do some podcasting or if you do some other stuff outside of game. The MDR7506 headphones are one of the most popular headphones out there, and they're only about $100. So you'll be able to hear quite clearly. Now, Akihiro Nishimura, which is an engineer at the power station at Berkeley, New York City, and also works with Sony to develop the headphones, did say about this, quote, "In recording sessions, it's important to care what musicians or singers are listening to when they play or sing. MDR M1 gives you the same impression of listening in a control room headphone, which makes it easier to create music by listening to each other." Now, the MDR M1 is available for pre-order right now for $250. And that is a big-time increase over the MDI 7506. Now, if you want something even better, the MDR MV1 is at a higher price at $400. That's if you want some high-end headphones. Let's get to some news about some games. Komatsu said that Looney Tunes Wacky World of Sports will launch September 27th. And this will be on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, NS, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC via Steam. Now, the standard edition is $50, deluxe edition is $60. And now we'll have some Yosemite Sam characters in game use, the Golden Outlaws uniforms, and the Wild West sports pack, which will have some Western themes, basketball, soccer ball, tennis ball, and golf clubs. Interesting. You could play as Sylvester, Tasmania, maybe Tweety Bird, and Bugs Bunny, Hammerfoot. We'll see if that makes any marks on the PlayStation 5 charts, because PushSquare.com showed the Japan sales, and PlayStation 5 did hit 6 million sales via Gundam Breaker 4 and the Visions of Mana, because they hit the top 10. in the software sales. And keep in mind, this is in Japan. So Gundam did a lot. Visions of Mana did quite a bit there as well. PlayStation 5 hit 5,169,306 sales. Switch topped that at 7,786,804 sales. So did Switch Lite at 6,024,381 sales. But we know one that's getting off of there. That is Balatro, one of the most sought after games this year. And guess what, people? It's going to your phones. It'll be going to iOS and Android, and that'll be a $10 purchase on your mobile device. And it'll be going to your phones on September 26th. There you go. One of the things that will keep Galvin happy, according to WCCF Tech, Nintendo Switch 2 may have hit some mass production, because David Gibson did say up on Twitter, quote, "Think it might be September 18th to 26th and early October. Avoid Tokyo Game Show." No one seems to have noticed the Nintendo assembler Hoisin is spending 2 billion yen on production equipment and 1 billion automation in the fiscal year 325 for the major customer in amusement. I still accept September news and March 25 release for the next device. And PlayStation will be losing some games this month. And that is on the PlayStation Plus and PlayStation Plus Premium. And that'd be the free games. And that could be Gotham Knights, Dead Island Definition, Outlast 2, Doom Eternal, Slay the Spire. And we're looking at both October and September. Planet Coaster, 13 Sentinels, Aegis Rim, Sniper Ghost Warrior Contracts 2, and quite a few Star Ocean games, because they're making room for more games to come in. There are more articles up in the GQDN show notes channel, and you can check out even some other geeky stuff in the GQ2 channel. So, this has been a Don Porch production, 2024. All rights are reserved. If you want to see that news, join us on Patreon. We'll see you tomorrow on a Finally Friday for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.